Well, that was a great nativity. Well done. That was brilliant. You know, the young people and children demonstrated so well the message of Christmas in a modern and engaging way. So that was quite a powerful portrayal of a simple truth, really. You know, we need Jesus to be completely front and centre of our lives and of our Christmas. You know, all the other stuff, although that mince pie does look pretty good. All those other nice things, the gifts, the cards, the nice decorations, the presents, all the lovely food, they're all good things. But if you take Jesus away, they're actually all meaningless things. You know, you can't take Jesus out of Christmas. Those other bits don't actually really matter. So well done, children and young people, for showing us that. That was great. I just wanted to share for only a couple of minutes, you'll be glad to know, a quick reflection on the Christmas story and, you know, reinforce that message that was so well portrayed. And I'm going to focus on two groups of people, the shepherds and the magi. So first, the shepherds. I'm just going to read from Luke 2, 8 to 12. So it says, in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So those shepherds who were in the fields near to Bethlehem, they were the ones that used to breed their lambs to be used in the Passover sacrifice. So when the angel says to them that the sign that they'll know, that they can believe that Jesus is the Messiah, will be that he'll be lying in a manger and wrapped in cloths, they were acutely aware that that is exactly the same way that they would treat their Passover lambs once they were born. So the parallel was unmissable for the shepherds. Jesus is the Passover lamb who would take away all sin. And they learn this truth and then they spread the word about Jesus, as it says in verse 17, which we didn't get up to. And there's some significance in the fact that, you know, the first group of people who the angels go to and who actually go to visit Jesus are shepherds. Shepherds in those days were people who were seen as outsiders to society. They were unclean. They couldn't actually go into God's presence in the temple in Israel, in Jerusalem. And even if they witnessed a crime happen, their testimony wasn't allowed in court. They were just not seen as trusted people. And society looked down on them. They were uneducated and lowest class of culture of the day. But they're the people who Jesus came to reach. They're exactly the type of people. So the second group are the Magi. I'm just going to jump across to Matthew 2. So it says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. And from verse 9 it says, after hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opened their treasures, they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When Matthew uses the phrase Magi from the east, you know, it doesn't say that they were kings necessarily or there were the three of them, but it shows us that they were the Magi who were astrologers from Persia. And that means that they were the order of magicians who were actually involved in the destruction of Jerusalem back in 586 BC. So everything about their background made them enemies of the Jewish Messiah. But Daniel in the Old Testament, many years earlier, who was taken into exile from Jerusalem, and he actually rose to become the leader of the Babylonian and Persian Magi. Daniel had prophesied about the coming Messiah. So Daniel's testimony all those years before may have influenced those Magi coming to Jesus so many years later. God spoke to them in a way that they could understand through the miraculous movements of the star. Unlike Herod and the Jewish leaders, who were apathetic to the news of this Messiah being born, the Magi let the coming of the Messiah transform their thinking, disturb their diaries, and demand their worship. They left their country. It actually took them 2 years to travel and find and worship this baby Jesus, this boy who would become the King of Kings. The Magi were Gentiles, once enemies of God, but now brought close to worshiping God. So Jesus coming to be God with us, that's what Emmanuel means, he is God with us. It was necessary because Easter couldn't happen without Christmas. Easter was where Jesus would die for our sin and rise again to eternal life. He was the first fruits, the first example for his followers to also be raised to eternal life. So there'd be no Easter without Christmas coming first. Jesus had to leave the glory of heaven and be born a human baby, live a perfect life and die a perfect death to pay for our sin. He rose to glory so that we could have the opportunity to live forever. And we are like the shepherds. We are unclean due to our sin. We're outsiders to the promise of salvation unless we give our lives to Jesus. And we're like the Magi from the East as well. We too are Gentiles and enemies of God. But if we, again, repent of our sin, if we choose to live our lives for Jesus, if we put Jesus front and center, like in that nativity, then we become his followers and receive this free gift of eternal life. So well done, Hope Kids and Impact, for reminding us the most important thing about Christmas. We do need to make sure Jesus is front and center of our lives and our Christmas. Praise God.